You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. While a great many of our comfort pastimes are still within reach, restaurant food, Michigan's parks and beaches, and even some sports, there is one form of recreation that some of us are missing hard: movies. Sure, streaming services are going gangbusters, and a handful of new releases have made it into your home, like the pop star-studded animated film Trolls World Tour.
I've come to talk with you again.
Hello. But outside those few titles, it's been a while since some of us have seen a new film, and even longer since we've been able to see it with seats planted in a theater, bucket of popcorn, and a drink in reach. Andrea Riley is a film critic for the website The Movie Sleuth. She's based in Madison Heights. Andrea, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So how do you see the movie theaters that you know being affected by COVID-19? I mean, obviously, they're not doing regularly scheduled screenings, except for, I think, a few in the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, I think that is right. It's been really, really strange to just not have theaters to go to. I mean, it was one of my favorite things to do, being a film critic. And now I don't have that option. And it's almost eerie seeing these parking lots just completely empty all the time. So, I mean, it's impacted my life completely. And a lot of my fellow movie sleuths are also hurting too as a result of it. And gosh, I hope things can get back to normal sooner than later, but I'm a little worried.
For sure. I see that some of Michigan's theaters have started to offer drive-in movies. The Imagine chain has actually started up. They were never in the drive-in business before this, but they've started to offer it, I believe, in their parking lots. Have you been to any drive-in movies this season at all?
I have not. I have been wanting to. I know the Ford Wyoming has been showing a lot of movies, and I've really wanted to do that this summer, but I have not gotten around to it.
You know, it's awesome, and I haven't been to one since I was a kid, but I do wonder how it changes the movie-going experience, especially with some of today's films. Do you think that there's a difference between seeing them at the drive-in and what we might get in the theater?
Oh, 1,000%. There's, you know, something about being in an enclosed theater with the Dolby surround sound that is so immersive, and you just can't quite get that when you're in a drive-in. I think that both of them have their own place, but I don't think that drive-ins are going to be able to replace the, you know, standard movie theater completely. It's just not possible with the way everything's set up.
I wonder, the things that we see happening in the movie industry, I mean, I've been sitting here watching the release date for Wonder Woman 84 get pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, and I'm absolutely dying. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with the movie industry? It seems like they're at war with streaming companies who release exclusively on their own platforms instead of in theaters. Do you see what's happening right now changing the balance of power in their fight?
I do. I can absolutely see a lot more of the smaller films just immediately getting released on streaming. But I think that there will still be that demand to go to the theaters. I mean, you can't have a spectacle movie like the new Star Wars or Avengers, you know. You can't just release that to streaming. I just can't see that happening. I mean, I know like right now we have Mulan, they expected it to make over $1 billion at the box office. And now it's being released for $30 a pop on Disney Plus. So, I mean, things like that are happening. And I think they are testing the waters to see if that this is a more viable thing to be able to do in the future with more of their films.
Do you have a sense? I mean, the Mulan release is obviously a big test case that I think a lot of people are watching, and Disney's really flexing its muscles with what Disney Plus can accomplish. I mean, how close to, you know, 100% of that expected box office do you think Disney is going to get with the Disney Plus release?
You know, it's hard to say, but I know that Trolls World Tour did an amazing job just being released via streaming. And I can see that happening for Mulan, too, because, I mean, I think families are looking for entertainment, you know, to keep their kids having fun during this whole mess and everything. And I think that right now, at least, people would be willing to pay the $30. Whether that continues, what if, you know, if we find a vaccine and everything and things just start to have a sense of normalcy again, I think that that would start to get a little steep for some people. But I think that they'd be able to make up some of their money for sure.
I guess the ones that I really worry about are the independent movie theaters. When I think of towns that are fortunate enough to have like a single screen downtown or like a two screener, what do you think is going to happen for independent theaters during this time?
That's something that I've been ruminating about lately, and I'm really worried for them. But on the same note, I think that a lot of them have a lot of creativity, and they have these loyal indie movie theater goers that just really want to see them succeed, so they'd be willing to donate to different fundraisers that they have. Maybe they'd have different events that aren't necessarily movie-related to make up for the amount they've lost. I do think that this will send a lot of them out of business, very sadly. But I don't see them going away completely, because they're just such a cultural institution for so many people that people really want to see survive.
I mean, I guess if nothing else, we can say that the streaming era has at least gotten consumers a little bit more used to, you know, the thought of just seeing a movie at home that in other cases they might have gone to an art house venue to see.
I would say that's true, but I just really hope that that's not the only place that we can see them in the future.
For sure. For sure. Are you aware of any theaters in Michigan that have announced closure already?
Let me think. I don't think so. I think that they've been just trying to hang on as far as I can tell. I mean, the ones around me, you know, Main Art Theater, which I used to work at back in the day, I think that they're still trying to survive, and I think everyone is. I don't think any formal announcements have been made yet.
Well, I guess we can be thankful for that. Tell me a little bit about some of the better movies that you've seen this season that might have slipped under the radar for folks.
Well, one I just saw was The Rental, Dave Franco's new movie. And I don't know if I would have necessarily seen that if it weren't for the fact that it was on streaming. I really enjoyed it.
It's a horror movie, isn't it?
It is a horror movie. You know, I would say that it's a little more suspense than horror, but as it progresses, it gets slightly more like a horror film. But I thought it was a great, well-done film for his first directorial, you know, film. And I thought that that was one of the highlights for me this year, at least.
It seems impossible to calculate how many films we might have been seeing this year that just kept getting pushed back, like we said. I know that Marvel had a big release with Black Widow coming out in May. What happens to movies that get pushed back? I mean, can we be assured that these will eventually be released in one way or another?
I would say we can be assured that we're going to see Black Widow in one way or another. I think ideally, they really want to show it in the theaters, because any of those Marvel movies, I mean, they're such a spectacle. They're just begging to be seen on the big screen. But I think, dependent on how Mulan does, I think that we might just end up seeing it on streaming this November.
I suppose studios have too much invested in these films to just let them fall by the wayside at some point.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned that there are some films that are just best suited for an in-theater experience. What about a kind of film that might make more sense to you to see at a drive-in? Like, is there something that if you saw it on the, if you see it in the listings that you would absolutely drive out to see?
Yeah, I think all of those classic midnight movie style movies are just perfect for a drive-in. So I can 100% seeing myself go to one to say do a double feature of, you know, classic horror films, you know. And then just any like slightly more low budget, like campy horror film or something, something that I can watch as a more social experience that I wouldn't mind a little bit of distraction or...
You mean it's okay to talk during... You mean it's okay to talk during the movie? One of those.
Exactly. Exactly. Sure. Any film like that where you don't have to be, you know, glued to the screen the entire time and someone can make a comment here and there and it won't annoy me.
I have a friend in New York State who caught a double feature of The Great Muppet Caper and Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, nice. That's a fun one.
Or maybe it was the Muppet movie. I can't remember exactly.
Okay. Love them both. Big Muppet fan.
Well, I know this is sort of long range, but, you know, awards season is probably going to happen this year, whether the theaters open or not. I don't even know whether there would be an Oscar ceremony under current conditions.
Right.
But do you see the pandemic altering awards season this year?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been thinking about that too. And, you know, thinking about like, well, how are they going to do the red carpet? Are we just going to see like the celebrities sitting on their couch with their tuxedos and gowns on and just cutting from one to another on like a Zoom call? Like,
Charlize,
like, that would just be so surreal.
Charlize Theron, like on the, yeah, on the Chase Lounge by the pool. I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, in a way that almost kind of has its own strange appeal. And I definitely think that the awards will be changed this year for sure. But I think that most people will want their traditional, you know, big awards ceremonies and everything once the pandemic dies down. I think it will return to normal once life starts returning to normal, but not this year.
Well, Andrea, hang in there. I mean, it's a tough time to be a film critic, but thank heavens for streaming.
Exactly.
Andrea Riley lives in Madison Heights. She's a film critic for the website The Movie Sleuth. Andrea, thanks for talking to us. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks so much for having me.